What if your strength was never meant to make you feel comfortable, but to carry someone weaker straight to Jesus? Today, we're calling Christians to stop coddling, start loving boldly, and step into that public square as true servants of the King of Kings. From Olympia to your local school boards, your humility and courage could be the difference between empty religion and a real transformation. If you're ready to see hearts change before policies do, this message is for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, that's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are diving into a brand new series. And if you're liking these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW, or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. I've been asked many times, what's the difference? Well, FPIW is our 501c3. All your donations are tax deductible, and monthly donors like you keep material like this coming out each and every day. And so we're thankful for that. FPIW Action is a 501c4, and that is where we take steps in the political world to give a biblical worldview. So we lobby in the political world. We let you know our position on bills and policy that's coming out of Olympia. So that's what we do. If you haven't jumped in on one of our prayer tours that's happening at the legislative district level, want to encourage you to do that. We're starting at the federal level and going all the way down to the dog catcher, and we're praying for everyone in between Republican, Democrat, and Independent to have changed hearts so that we change the public square. All right. So we are in our new series, Strength for Unity. And I want to encourage you to stay with us as we go on this journey today. And our title for today is Strong on Purpose. God gives strength so we can carry the weak, not cater to ourselves, or not even really cater to them, you might say. So where am I using my strength for myself instead of for someone else that is weaker? All right, let's read the verse today. It's Romans chapter 15. Verse 1. Now, why did he just say now there? We got to think about that. So stop. Why did he say now? Remember, he just talked about principles of conscience. We just spent like 20 some days on that. Now, we who are strong ought to bear the weakness of those without strength, not just please ourselves. So bearing their weakness is not coddling. I don't know how else to say that any clearer. I want to say it very strong. God has given you the strength of his Holy Spirit, not to coddle people, not to appease people, but to show them how to walk in integrity, show them how to walk with confidence and boldness in the face of adversity, show them how to stand strong and be a man or woman of God. God has done something amazing in your heart for a purpose, and it goes far beyond just you making someone feel good about themselves. This is helping to bear their weakness. And so when we see this, this is now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength. God gives you the Holy Spirit for a purpose, and that you can be a salt and light in the public square. And it's, again, it's just not to please yourself, but it really is to move forward. So without strength and not just please ourselves. Are you living for yourself today? Are you living so that God is empowering you so that you can do something greater for him? A supporting Bible verse we're going to look at is Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete. I can tell you, when you start helping bear the weaknesses of others, then your joy will become complete. Being made of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, and intent on this one purpose, intent on one purpose. So as Christ followers, we have to have one purpose. And what is our purpose? Our purpose is to occupy until Jesus comes, to take the little things, the little mina that God has entrusted to us, and invest it in the kingdom of God so that when Jesus comes back, we've multiplied that mina to tenfold, fivefold, hundredfold, whatever it might be, and to let the seed of God's word go out. And that is in every area of the public square. That is the gospel message going out, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ. That if you confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. And we need to tell every elected official that. We need to tell every sheriff that. We need to tell every individual in our community that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Because we will not have changed policy unless we have a changed heart. So we want to be intent on one purpose. I'm asking you today, go fishing in your school board. You're like, fishing? Yeah. Don't go there getting mad or drooling at the mouth or, you know, being crazy. Go there and show them the gospel message. Be incredibly blunt, but incredibly in self-control. Speak the truth clearly and do it on one purpose. Then it says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit. I love the Bible because it calls you out, calls me out on our empty conceit and our selfishness. I sit down with people all the time and I realize as I talk to them how selfish I am. You say, what do you mean? Well, I want to interject. I want to say something. I want to do something. I want to look good. I want to, you know, whatever it might be. And God wants me to have a humble heart to serve that person, to be with them and to know them in a more friendship and brotherly kind way. So it says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do you see others as more important? Do you see your spouse as more important? Your kids as more important? Do you see that coworker as more important? Do you have a heart that says, hey, these people may have some weaknesses and I'm going to bear their weakness. God's given me the strength to make it through. You might have that very element of faith that God has been working on in your community so that you can stand strong and that you can not think more importantly of yourself, that you can do something. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also look out for the interest of others. Isn't the gospel message just awesome? That we are not supposed to look out for our own strengths. Well, this is about me. This is about my rights. This is about who I am. No, God desires that you look out for other people's interests. What's important to them. And the only way to do that is to do this. Now, if you're listening online at our podcast, you didn't see what I just did. I shut my mouth and I pointed to my ears. Why do I do that? Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow the anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Okay? And that is what he's saying. Look out for others' interest. So let's put this in perspective. If others' interest is that if they are having a sin that leads to death and punishment by God, we got to look out for them. And what we have to do is we have to warn them. We have to give them the battle cry, you might say, and just love them so much to tell them the truth. Okay? This is not us being silent because we see someone else is weak. We need to intercede. And we intercede and love people before we speak. This is the problem in the church right now with Christians is that we so often want people to have conservative ideas, conservative values, but they don't know Jesus. They've got to know Jesus first and foremost. And so to bear up underneath their burdens with them is to outlove them, outserve them, outsurrender for them. While we were still enemies, Christ died for us. So I'm asking you to be Christ-like, to be a Christian, and to lay down your personal rights and your personal comfort to go out of your way to outlove your neighbor. To bear up underneath their weakness. If their weakness is in a thousand things, are you out praying for them? Are you being that strength and that shield and that person of a watchman on the wall that's interceding to give them that warning? I double dog dare you to step out. The Holy Spirit wants to use you in a powerful way and to know that you can look out for other people's interests, not just your own interests. All right, so let's go back to our main verse. Now, we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength. Wow. How do we do that? We look out for others' interests, not just our own. We think humble thoughts towards ourselves. We know that we're not a big deal. We're not important. We're simply servants of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, here to serve, here to be ambassadors for Christ, and to show Jesus to the world. All right, let's think about some application questions today. Who around you is weak in faith or conscience that you could gently support this week? What is one preference you could lay down to make their walk with Jesus easier and not harder? And how would your small group or church look different if the strong consistently carried the weak? Think about that today. So you're going to enter into that public square. You're going to find people who are strong in their faith, and you're going to find people who are weak in their faith. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the wisdom of how to strengthen those who are weak. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, would you open our eyes to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast, the far from you, God? Give us the strength to help carry their burdens in the sense of that we would love them so much that we would look out for their interests by speaking truth, by doing it in love, by not coddling or just allowing them to end up in hell, but really to proclaim the name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. So give us that confidence, that boldness, that strength today to deny ourselves on behalf of others and to lay down our lives so that we may see the next generation on fire for you. God, we thank you for what you want to do in our life. We pray over our coworkers. We pray over Bob Ferguson, President Trump. We pray over Chris Reichdell. We pray over so many of them across our state that just need a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Would you give it to them, God? Would you call them? In fact, Lord, I know you are calling them. God, would you send people in their path to speak to them? We intercede on their behalf and we say, Lord, we need you. We need you in Olympia. We need you in our 39 counties, our 49 legislative districts. Our Supreme Court needs you, God. We repent of walking far from you and we turn to you and say, God, will you help us? Help us, God. We intercede in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.